Welcome back to Daily Boost, tips for a better life. Tonight, I want to share something that might completely change how you end your day, how to plan tomorrow, calmly and clearly, without falling into the trap of stress or perfectionism that we often think of planning as something rigid or mechanical, a system of control, deadlines, and endless to-do lists. But in truth, planning can be gentle. It can be a soft ritual that helps you end your day with peace and begin the next with intention. The problem is that most people use planning to fight time, instead of flowing with it. They make lists longer than their energy, fill their calendars until there's nowhere left, and then wonder why every day feels like a race they're already losing. But planning doesn't have to be that way. It can be something kind, a conversation with your future self. Imagine this. It's the end of the day. You're tired, but before going to bed, you sit quietly for a few minutes. You take a pen and a small notebook. No screens, no pressure, no distractions. You breathe. And instead of writing everything you didn't do today, you think softly about tomorrow. Not about what must get done, but about what matters most. That's the first key to stress-free planning. Priority over quantity. You don't need to plan your whole life tonight. Just tomorrow. Start with three simple questions. What absolutely needs my attention tomorrow? What would make me feel proud or fulfilled if I did it? What can wait until later without guilt? Then, write down three main tasks, just three. This number is magical because it forces you to choose, to focus, to simplify. When you write down only three core things, you give yourself the gift of clarity. You're no longer chasing everything. You're guiding yourself toward what truly matters. Below those, you can jot down a few bonus tasks, optional ones. Think of them like extra toppings, not obligations. If you finish your main three and have time or energy, you can do them. If not, they simply roll forward. No guilt. No punishment. You are not behind. You're simply being realistic with the time and energy you have. Here's something else that makes planning peaceful. Visualization. Don't just write down tasks. Picture your day unfolding. Imagine waking up calmly, doing your first task with focus, eating slowly, moving with ease through your hours. This small mental rehearsal helps your brain relax, because uncertainty is one of the biggest causes of stress. When you visualize tomorrow, even briefly, your subconscious begins to feel safe, and don't forget, a good plan also includes rest. Yes, schedule peace. You can write things like take a walk at lunch, read for 10 minutes, or no phone after 9 p.m. Planning for calm is as important as planning for action. Without rest, even success will feel hollow. You might also add a brief reflection at the end, one line of gratitude or self-recognition. Write something like, "Today I handled things with patience," or "I'm proud that I kept going." This small act turns your plan into something balanced, a blend of action and appreciation. You're not just organizing your tasks, you're tending to your spirit. The beauty of this ritual is that it helps you let go of the day. When everything is written down, your brain doesn't need to keep rehearsing tomorrow's worries. You're freeing up space in your mind for rest. Many people find they fall asleep faster because their thoughts are finally out of their heads and onto paper. Planning like this is not about control, it's about alignment. It's not about making life predictable, it's about making it manageable. You'll still face surprises and interruptions, but you'll meet them with calm instead of chaos, because you already know what truly deserves your energy. So tonight, try it. Light a candle, sit down for 5 minutes, and plan tomorrow gently. Write down your three priorities, two optional tasks, and one thing you're grateful for. Then close your notebook and whisper to yourself, "That's enough for tonight." Let your mind rest knowing that tomorrow already has a shape, and that shape was drawn with care, not pressure. Thank you for listening to Daily Boost, Tips for a Better Life. If this episode brought you a little calm, share it with someone who needs to hear that planning doesn't have to be stressful. It can be peaceful. It can be simple. It can even be beautiful. Until next time, rest well, plan softly, and remember, tomorrow's peace begins with how you end tonight.